We're drinking so much water. It's incredible.
That's good for you.
I'm at 2 gallons a day, baby.
Damn.
Whew. I'm still fat, though.
I'm eating cereal for dinner because I'm an adult.
I made, so I bought a shit ton of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week. It was like $4 for $5 boxes of pasta at Meijer. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to make pasta a lot. And I got some good ass steak and I made steak fettuccine Alfredo.
Damn.
Yeah. And it is fucking fire, dog. But yeah, so, not to make you feel bad about your cereal dinner, but.
But.
But, mine was superior, so it's okay.
Absolutely. Oh, holy hell, I'm hot on that mic. I'm so hot on this mic.
Baby boy.
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, episode 11.
Yep, I just, you know, I always know it's coming. I just expect now whenever you call, I just assume that I'm being recorded from the start. So
That's good. Cuz usually I am.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Chad, for those of you who may be tuning in for the first time, welcome to the Dad Podcast. I'm Cameron Weaver and this is
your boy Chad Hoy. How's it going?
And we just kind of talk about nothing, talk about everything, talk about nothing. And a lot's happened since the last episode, Chad. Cubs won the World Series.
Yes, they did.
Donald Trump is president. But you know what's crazier than all of that?
What? You have a girlfriend.
No. Hold on. I want you to... Yeah, that would be crazier than all of that. No, I was going to say...
Okay, yeah, go on.
I dropped $135 on the X-Wing Miniatures tabletop Star Wars game.
I thought you were going to say you lost it, but you bought a Star Wars game, so really, you did lose it anyway. But I thought you were going to be like, I dropped $135 on the ground, and it's gone.
I almost dropped $125 on the ground.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But like you knew, you know? So.
Yeah, I saved it. I still have it.
Good, that's good. That's a good thing. You never want to lose your money.
No. Relatable. We're one of those relatable podcasts.
Yeah, we're going to start tagging hashtag relatable on all of our content because it is. I mean, we're like anybody else in this world. We talk about nothing.
Yeah.
We have no new ideas. There's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We all die. Stuff like that. It's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so while I'm living, I want to play an expensive collectible tabletop game based around Star Wars pilots and ships fighting in space.
Yeah, that will mean nothing when you inevitably die, but I mean, it's chill.
Also, when I move, I have to move all of these damn little figures.
Are they like, are they not in a box or, you know, they're not?
They've got they're in a box, but I have two boxes.
You'll be all right, I think. Yeah.
I'll be okay.
So, what are you, how do you do this game? Is it like, it's like a board game kind of thing?
A little bit. So, basically, it's a two-player game, and one side decides to be, you know, the bad guys, and one side decides to be the good guys, and you build a squadron with certain parameters, and then you have little figures, and turn... You put down a movement template, and you have them follow it, like, exactly.
Okay.
And then if other ships are within range of your ship, you roll attack dice, and then they roll evade dice, and there are other factors to it that, like, alter the gameplay. But I think it's really freaking fun. It's nerdy as hell, and it's awesome. The figures are cool. They're really detailed. Yeah.
So it's a little bit like D&D mixed with Battleship.
Yes. It's like, yeah, it's Star Wars chess D&D Battleship. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
Yeah. It's freaking rad.
Huh. I was never very good at chess.
I'm way better at this than chess. That's
I just don't know how to win at chess. It's kind of like, in life, I'm not a good closer, and in chess, I'm also not a good closer. I can never fucking checkmate that king, man. I never can. In life,
I can only move in an L shape, and so...
yeah. More like a round shape, am I right?
Oh, you're not wrong.
Yeah, it's a fat joke. Okay, so... God, my phone battery is just acting up.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It was on 44% when we started, so I just gotta leave it plugged in. It dropped to 14.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just basically like F you.
What have you been up to, Chad?
Yeah, so...
any developing...
What?
Any developing lady stories?
Not really. My friend did ask me, though, speaking of developing, he asked me to be part of, like, he wants to write, like, I don't know if he said, I'm going to check the text. I don't remember if it was, like, a sitcom or, like, a, or just, like, a TV show. Mm-hmm. But he wants to write, like, kind of like a pilot thing.
Oh, sick.
And so he's really good with big picture and themes and characters and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a good writer. But he's weak in details. So we should brainstorm some ideas. And I never responded. So I'm going to respond right now and say, yeah, that sounds chill.
Sick.
But yeah, so I mean, like, that's something cool. I've been taking up a lot of creative endeavors. And I don't know... how they will turn out. but I just like to, like, the podcast. I mean, that's a creative endeavor. Like, yeah. it's something to do. And it's fun. I mean, I just have fun doing this in general. So
yeah, it's a great creative outlet.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's like a way to, like, reflect and talk and stuff like that. Yep. And I get to see my baby boy once a week. Via video.
That's me. I'm his baby boy.
Yeah. That's why it's like, I think it's when we were, I think before we recorded last week with Jordan, like, mm-hmm. I remember saying, I feel like I see you all the time. I was like, didn't I just see you? And you're like, I mean, we record a podcast weekly. And I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we walked in and I was like, oh, hey, Chad. Like, I missed you, man. You're like, oh. I just saw you, and I was like, dude, I haven't been in Indiana in 2 months. And you're like, what? And I go, oh, I mean, yeah, we do record a podcast every week.
That's how forgettable this podcast is.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't even remember it.
No, if you guys haven't listened to it, episode 10, we had our good buddy Jordan on, and we were all in the same room for once.
It was fantastic. It was... I wish we could do that all the time, really.
I do, too. There was something really good about the energy of that. I mean, like, but that's what our friend group is anyway. That's literally just a fly on the wall for a conversation that we had.
Pretty much. Like,
besides the segments.
We, like, directed the conversation more because we do, like, little segment things. But, like, I mean, yeah, it was just... That's just how we are when we hang out anyway, so it was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. So I hope y'all that have been listening for 10-plus weeks now are still enjoying it, and we appreciate it. Like, we... excuse me.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
We never honestly didn't expect to, like... stick with it for more than a couple weeks, probably, because we're like, no one's gonna listen to this, and we're just gonna, you know, quietly fade into nothing. But we're here. What'd you say?
I just said, much like life in general. God, I can't stop making those tonight.
You wanna talk about it?
I just feel really doomed with Trump as president. I really do. Like, oh, the sun's going to explode any day now.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
On January 19th, when he gets sworn in, like, I think there's going to be some crazy shit going on.
Probably.
Like, there will most definitely be, like, protests, and it's going to be wild, man.
I hope everyone just calms down.
But yeah, they won't. I don't know if I want to, like, go here, but let's talk about it a little. I at least want to say this.
Let's do it. Here we go, guys. The first time the Dad Podcast even mentioned something real.
Talks politics, baby. Because I actually... Sorry, what were you saying?
I just said, oh, boy.
I actually really love politics.
You do.
So it's hard to, like... I mean, it's not hard to not talk about them. It's actually nice to not talk about them on the podcast. But I do want to say... One thing about Trump being president is that maybe, and this is me as a straight, white, cisgender male saying this, so take it with a grain of salt. Honestly, I don't even know if any minority listens to this. Other than maybe, I think some girls listen to this, and so they could be feeling less. I'm like 95% sure no Muslims listen to this, just because I don't know any Muslim people. Like, so I don't know why they would be listening. That's just America, I guess. Like, that's white America is. Anyway. Sorry. Okay. It doesn't have to be that bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I see the president as a figurehead. There are checks and balances. Trump's not going to be able to do anything super crazy, and honestly, his, like, acceptance speech was pretty bland.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like, you know, I'm Donald Trump, and I'm the best man that's ever lived. I'm the new Christ. Like, I thought it was going to be something insane. But
I'm
it was just, like...
kick out minorities and chew bubble gum, and I'm all yeah. out of bubble gum.
Yeah. So, like, But, like, the world is watching. You know what I mean? So, yeah. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It might not be that bad. And as a person who is neither Democrat or Republican, but who sides generally more with Republicans, like, on fiscal issues and taxes and all that shit like that, mm-hmm. It could be good because, like, now we have a Republican... kind of Republican. He's supposedly Republican, but he's really middle of the road. We have a Republican president, and the Senate and everything is controlled by Republicans. So, like, it could be, like, maybe shit will actually get done.
Right.
For better or worse, I guess. But maybe it will actually get done. Yeah. That'll be... Because the last, like, 2 years of Obama were, like, we had that, like, the House was controlled by Republicans, and not shit got done.
Right.
Because, and then Obama would just do executive orders, like Bush always did, and it was just...
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. All I'm saying is, maybe it doesn't have to be the worst thing that's ever happened. It's definitely not great.
But no.
Honestly, Clinton was good. It was... Either way, I was pretty much indifferent. I was like, it's going to suck either way.
Yeah.
So, like, I've been braced for this.
Yeah.
That's
what you have to realize. And just, like, you know, Trump's a dick. Like, you know.
Absolutely.
He's a dick. He's terrible. And I
dictator.
A dictator.
Hopefully not. But
he eats potatoes and is dick-like. But... I'm just saying, like, the media nowadays, depending on where you get your information, both sides, they are going to take things and run with it. They are fear-mongering this entire election.
That's true.
The media ruined the Democrats' campaign. And, like, for themselves, it was, like, weird. It was messed up because after Bernie didn't get in, like, all those millennials were, like, told that it was over and it was hopeless. But, like,
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically, like, Trump, as the president, does have a lot of power, obviously. But at the same time, he's just one person. There are so many people around him that aren't going to let all these terrible things happen. Plus, he doesn't even give a crap about most of the things that, like, the media says he said. Like, he's a businessman. Is he really going to take away gay marriage, you think?
No.
No one's going to let him.
He doesn't fucking care about that.
He does not care. It's going to be okay.
He's always... Yeah. But we can say that. But, like, we're... Mostly what I'm afraid of is the Donald Trump supporters that, like, are
horrible people. I don't think
everybody who voted for Donald Trump is, like, a racist. I saw
today
your mom voted for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
My dad voted for Donald Trump. I'm sure my mom voted for Donald Trump, albeit quietly. Yeah. Like, she hasn't said anything about it, but I'm sure...
Well, that's how they think he won, you know? It's just, like, people were... intimidated into saying that they didn't want to say that they're voting for him because,
but they did. Yeah.
And like, and then they did. And that's the thing. Like, not everyone who supports Hillary, or the Democratic Party supports everything about the Democratic Party or Hillary, you know, like,
yeah.
That's what everyone on both sides does not see. And that's what bothered me this entire election is that there were so many blanket statements thrown out about both sides. And I don't care about either side at this point because it was those two. And it was the most frustrating thing to watch and, like, listen to. And so, like, everyone needs to step back. Just like Trump said, Hillary said, and Obama all said this morning is that, guys, we are the same. We're on the same team, everybody. Chill.
True. We all just want America
out. It's going to be okay. And I understand. I'm a white heterosexual dude boy, you know, like, I get it.
Yeah,
I understand that a lot of you, I mean, he said horrible things and the media took it and ran with it, and like, I understand that you're upset and you're a little fearful, but I'm just letting you know that, like, at the end of the day, with him being president, oh my gosh, it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, but also those marginalized groups don't want to hear that either. I know. And that's why I'm not.
And
that's
it sucks. That's why I
haven't said it.
Yeah, it sucks for me to say that because I'm white and, like, I get it. I totally understand. And I'm sorry that you're so scared because you shouldn't be. You should not be in that position. These people should not have to think that way. You should be afraid
of your president.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, everyone last night and today is just thinking worst case scenario, and that's the media's fault. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Things aren't going to get that bad. Obama.
Yeah.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Little orphan Obama. I can't say that.
Wait, did he say that? Did he say?
He said something about the sun will come up tomorrow no matter what the result. And like, it did. Oh,
I did not see that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he basically, yeah.
Little orphan Obama. Little Orphan Baraka.
Baraki. Coming to Broadway next holiday season. Little Orphan Obama.
And oh God.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar. Michelle. That's not that good.
I mean, it was better than I could have done.
Do an Obama.
That
was good.
Rudy. Sorry, I'm a white man. All black people. I'm just kidding. I can't even. No. I'm sorry. But anytime I do an impression, someone's like, that sounded like Cosby. And I'm like, no, just Cosby's like my famous impression. That's the only impression you know I do. So everything I do sounds like Cosby.
Yeah.
That was ubiquitous to you. Although you've done that too to me. So.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, I'm not upset about it. I'm just, like, super fucking pissed off about it.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm just irate.
But, okay, and I will say this one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Or a couple more things. Trump's policy, okay, Obamacare, I'm sorry, it isn't great. Yeah, people won't have health care, but without Obamacare, prices will go down. It will be fine. It will be fine. But, like, I mean, also, I have secure finances. I have a job and stuff like that. So, it's like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to say these things because, really, I won't experience any of the backlash of it. But, and I don't want to say, I don't want to just say it'll be okay. But, in the end, it'll be okay. We did 8 years of George W. Bush, and he's supposedly, you know, all those things that, like, he's racist and yada yada, too. So, if we made it with him, we can make it through Trump for 4 years. Unless Trump does super well, no way in hell he's coming back. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, so, like, that's the thing. And, again, you know, we just went 8 years with Democrats, well, Democratic yeah. president. Yeah, you know. It's scientific, like...
It's good to balance things out.
Yeah, historically, you're supposed... Like, when we've, like, grown and, like, keep redoing anything... Like, after Bush, we got Obama, and then, like, now it's just time to, like, shake things up so, like, one side doesn't get too much, because then that, completely defeats the purpose of, like, what our government has set up. And, like, there are some issues with our government anyway, but, like...
Like, there only being two parties to vote for?
Yeah.
That's my main issue. Yeah.
Like, gosh dang it, man. There was... I just... Yeah. There's some issues there.
The only thing I'm really annoyed by after the election is one... Okay, well, two things. Facebook is so fucking annoying right now.
Yep.
One. Everyone has to weigh in. Everyone has to say, just love each other. It'll be okay. Okay, it's fine. We know. Yeah. Like, that's, everyone is going to love each other. No one's going to, like, I've only seen people saying, like, don't worry about it. You know, it's just got to love each other. Like, the president doesn't affect that. And that's true. But the other thing is white Christians who just keep saying, at the end of the day, Jesus is on the throne. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like, okay, yeah, but we still have Donald Trump as president. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Like, I mean, yeah. And maybe that's just their coping, or like, as a white Christian male, I don't think God cares about politics.
I don't think God cares about America. Can I say that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why should he
care about? Yeah. I think maybe God only cares about Israel, right? Or whatever, maybe, because his people were the Israelites or whatever. I don't even know. Okay.
Yeah, it's just no, I get that. Like,
he doesn't even care about the country of Israel, just his people, the Israelites. Right? I don't know. Whatever. That is a totally, totally different topic. But what I'm saying is just that God's bigger than the U.S. of A. God's bigger than the world, the universe, yada yada. If America falls, America falls. Rome fell, and you know,
that's
no one really cares.
God not protecting us. That's just God not getting in the way of things because we've pushed God out like for years. Like, because
we fucked it all up. I mean, that's just so we just fuck everything up. That's what we do. That's what humans do. It's okay.
Yeah, it's humans' nature, not like not any religion. It doesn't come down to that. Like, I get why you post it on Facebook, why some of them do, but that doesn't help. It doesn't help. It doesn't help our goal of making people happier and want to come to Jesus when, you know, the side who won is like, Jesus picked Trump. No, he sure as heck didn't. Gosh.
Yeah, no, he definitely did it. And it's, what was I going to say? It's there.
Oh, it's right there on the tip of my tongue.
It's gone. It's gone. It's fine. But, you know, it'll be, things will turn out.
Yeah. Like, things will turn out. Life will continue.
Yeah, life will continue. The sun will come up tomorrow like it always has until it inevitably burns out in like 10 billion years or whatever. And then
but we don't
and then the human race will be extinct. Yeah, and then, I mean, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. once we're, yeah, you know, once we're gone, I don't really give a shit what happens here. You know, it's fine. Yeah. So anyway, let's move on, huh?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, please. Okay, so I have one thing I wrote down that I really wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I listened to the podcast last night while I was playing Rocket League.
Mm-hmm.
Which me and my roommate John, we bought Rocket League, and we have played it so much.
Yeah.
Do you know Rocket League?
Yeah, I know of it.
Oh, my God. If you just don't ever get it, you'll only play it for like a month.
That's what I've heard.
It's so fun. Okay, anyway. So we're listening to the podcast, and your intro, where you plugged our boys over in Wales, Wax on Wax Lyrical.
Yeah.
John, this is so funny. John was listening, and he's just like, Cam just has such a cookies and milk voice. I was like, what in the hell does that mean? And he's like, he's just got like a chocolate chip cookie voice. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, explain. No. And he never explained. You just got a chocolate chip. You just got a cookies and milk voice, Cam.
I love that so much. I want to put that in like, my Tinder bio.
I could, if I know John at all, I could like infer that he means like it's comforting, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah, like when you go to bed and you got a little bit of a tummy ache, you get a warm glass of milk and you dunk a cookie mm-hmm. in there.
I love, oh man, I haven't had warm milk before bed in years.
I know.
That was a favorite. That was like what I did growing up.
Yeah, man.
Like your boy and yeah. What?
I hope that everyone is now still listening.
Yeah. We kind of
that cookies and milk thing. I don't want that to ever be lost.
Yeah, that was 10 minutes of politics. Yeah, we'll never do that again. Cause
nah,
that's
I promise.
That was just boring. I felt bored even talking about it. So. Oh.
Listen to the sound of my cookie dunking milk voice. We're back and we're talking about nothing again.
The way it should be.
What's your favorite cookie to dunk and what do you dunk it in?
What do you dunk it? Well, are you asking me or is this like a. Okay. I really like Dunkin' Oreos, but I mean, like, if we're talking real cookies, then like chocolate chip, but
right,
or peanut butter. Ooh, peanut butter cookies.
Yeah.
You ever had molasses cookies?
I have not.
Ooh, my grandma used to make some killer molasses cookies. I mean, she still. I just haven't had them in a long time. Like, she's alive.
I was gonna say. Yeah. I didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, no, I she just hasn't made him in a while, that's all.
Okay.
Or I'm an adult now, and I just haven't been to grandma's in, like, 6 months.
You know what I do?
What? What do you do?
I take a double-stuffed Oreo.
Oh, baby.
And I take hot black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I take that double stuffed Oreo and I dunk that in that hot coffee. Like as soon as it comes out of the Keurig. Ooh, hot. I accidentally touched it with the tip of my fingers.
I did not think you were going to say fingers.
I put the cookie in my mouth and it's like so gooey, so hot, so melted. And I do that about
3 more sleeves worth.
Oh, jeez.
Just kidding. I haven't had a sleeve of Oreos in a long time, but oh boy, that is my comfort food.
I'm proud of
you. Thank you.
I love Oreos, man. So double stuff, triple stuff. I just love that white creamy goodness in the middle.
Oh, I love white cream.
Okay.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Oreos in coffee for sure. And then this one is probably less popular. Unpopular opinion. Oreos and lemonade.
Oh.
I don't.
Sorry,
do it
I'm
a
peeing
lot.
Right now.
I don't do it a lot. But it was pretty good.
I've never heard of that combination.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a dare or a joke, but then I tried it and it was good.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine those flavors meshing well.
Well, they don't, but they're not bad either. It's just two things that don't need to go together, but
they did.
They did, yeah, like, but, like, I don't seek it out. It's not like when I open a sleeve of Oreos, I go, oh, but I got the hankering for lemonade.
Limonade.
Limonade. And another winning combination, unpopular opinion. This explains a lot about me, of who I am as a person. This girl I liked in third grade, Lori Newhouse.
Shout out. Oh, I know that name.
Yeah. I was in, was this in third grade? Probably. I don't know. It was ice cream day at the cafeteria. It was a Friday and we could buy a cup of ice cream for 75 cent.
Wow.
I got a vanilla ice cream cup and, Lori used to pick on me, and I let her because I thought she was pretty.
That's fine.
She put ketchup on my vanilla ice cream, and I ate it.
Now I know why you're such a cuck, though.
Yeah, right?
You let her pick on you because she's pretty.
Yeah. But instead
she's
of
still,
effing another
she's
man,
still pretty.
She put ketchup on my ice cream. Yeah, Lori's a babe. Hey, Lori, if you're listening, I know you listen to this regularly, Lori Newhouse.
No, she doesn't.
You're a babe. I had a crush on you for a long time.
Wow.
What? That's not weird.
No, I'm looking at her pictures.
Oh.
Dang.
Yeah, Lori's really pretty.
Is she older than us? No.
No, she's our age.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said her last name.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Everybody look up Lori Newhouse.
Yeah, send her a friend request, why don't you?
Shoot her a message. Say that we talked about her on the Dad Podcast.
Slide into those DMs. Tell her, hey, why didn't you ever give Cameron a chance in third grade? Why'd you break his third grade heart?
Yeah, and if she's single, tell her I'm single.
And then tell her that I'm single also.
But tell her that I'm cuter.
Tell her that I have commitment issues and trust issues, but I'm a cuck, so don't tell her that. Tell her something cool about me. Like.
No, tell her Cam's a cuck. She needs to know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love cut. Oh, man, I was going to do a Reddit roast of me, and I forgot. Oh,
damn it.
But, bro, I see my roast of you on Twitter. You never replied.
I missed it. It got lost in my notifications because my phone was just blowing up. I'm just
kidding. Oh, yeah, you get so much notifications.
When was that? When did you send me that, though?
I think it was the other – it was, like, yesterday, 2 days ago. I don't remember.
Okay. What did it say again?
I just said, is that at Lav in this camp too, or has Shrek gained weight?
That's so great.
Thanks. It just came to me in the car, so I did it while I was driving.
A stranger on the internet said I reminded them of Seth Rogen yesterday, so that was pretty cool.
Huh.
Yeah.
In what way?
Physically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not that I'm funny or Jewish.
Yeah. Or funny. Wait, did you say that one?
I said funny, but it deserved a reiteration. You want to hear me pop my fingers? Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. No, I didn't.
I think there's a lot of people that don't love that. What if the next episode of this podcast was entirely ASMR?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what ASMR is?
No.
Oh my gosh, Chad, this is a world that you need to know about.
Is it like...
It's autonomous sensory meridian response. So basically, according to the Wikipedia, ASMR is a euphoric experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp.
Oh.
It moves down the back of the neck and upper spine, precipitating relaxation. So there are all these videos where, like, these people are, like, putting their hands in sand and, like, whispering.
Ooh. And, like, I think I like that.
Touch the mic. And now you hear a rainforest. And they'll put their hand in, like, grains of rice, and it's, like, oddly arousing.
Yeah. yeah. Is it though?
I don't know. I'm sure some people are into it. You know, some people.
Yeah, like not you though.
Not me, like, you know, some people, not like not like me.
Yeah.
I'm like No, I mean I've never listened to an ASMR video, but I think I would be kind of into it. Not like that. But I mean like I like yeah, I'm digging a hole here.
Yeah, you are.
I just mean I like, I respond better to sounds. Like,
okay.
I'm still not talking sexual, but it sounds like I'm talking sexual. But, like, you know how, like, a certain sound can make you remember things in your life? Like, a song or, like, you know?
Maybe
Yeah. Well, like, yeah. I get that a lot. Like, some people, like, a certain smell makes them think of something. I don't get that. But like when I hear "The Game of Love" by Michelle Branch and Carlos Santana, I think of California because I listened to that song while we were on a trip to California a lot. But you know, so ASMR, I'd probably put that on in my headphones and relax a little bit, get a tingly down my spine.
Yeah.
Get a tingly in my dingly.
Yeah, I could relate.
Tingle tangle. I guess. Through my dangle.
ASMR. Do we have like any content today?
Not at all, man.
Hold on. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let me go through my notes and see if I have anything. Yeah, when I start talking about my pee-pee, it's time to get back on the rails. That's a fallacy equals that's a dick move. Reddit roast. We already did those in the last episode.
Dang it.
Oh, how about we do, this was an idea I had originally before we ever did the podcast and then I never brought it up. Pull open your time hop and read like the funniest thing and then like the cringiest thing.
I don't have time hop.
Oh, well, I'll do it.
Okay. I deleted it because I had it for, like, over a year, and then I'd see all the same stuff again.
Yeah. Mine's hilariously depressing sometimes.
That makes sense.
So, 1 year ago, I tweeted, went to get a gym membership and ended up bowling.
You've talked about that on the podcast. That's funny.
That's awesome. And then, apparently, I won.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I was like, the lady in the Wendy's drive-thru window threw me some serious shade when I told a dad joke. I seriously got through the order and pickup process in 60 seconds. So I look at her and say, "That is fast food." And she straight up mean mugged me. And like no one liked that. I thought it was funny. And it was 100% true. There's a screenshot of me playing Words with Friends with Jordan Kenyon. Shout out to Jordan Kenyon one time. And the screenshot is a picture of the board with an error message that popped up that says, "Sorry, dildos is not an acceptable word." But it's spelled D-I-L-D-O-O-H-S.
Dildos.
Dildos.
Oh,
and
okay.
I said, "That's your opinion." And 4 years ago, there was a post on my wall that says,
so excited to get our engagement photos done tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
So that was a new segment called. Just kidding.
Oh, man. Well, let's, man, I have nothing, Cam. I really don't.
So, like, that girl hasn't talked to you since?
No. And as far as I know, she hasn't listened to the podcast either, so.
Because we explained, man, it's kind of a bummer. I was hoping there was more drama. I never leave the house, so you know I haven't gone on a date with a girl.
That's true. Yeah, all my podcasts. Dudes,
though. Just kidding. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All my podcast ideas are from the first episode that we talked about. Origin of Dirty Words. You got rejected from music school for playing tuba.
That came up on my time off like yesterday. I was like, I'm officially a Cardinal. Just have to go do the music test. I feel pretty good about it.
Oh, no.
Sometimes life just hilarious. Doesn't turn out the way you think it's going to turn out. But you know what? It's going to be okay.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump will be your president at some point.
And I would like to quote Little Orphan Obama. The sun's done gonna come out tomorrow. You can go ahead and bet your bottom dollar on that.
You can go ahead and bet your bottom dollar on that. That's, yeah, see,
when
that's
my best.
When
did Bill Cosby say that?
Never.
You know, I'm just kidding. I had to
do that. Yeah, I know. That's, that. God, just edit that out. That was so bad.
No, I'm keeping it in because it was funny.
It was fun, like, it was funny because of how awful it was. It wasn't even.
Hey, if I did a Trump impression earlier that was real bad, you can keep your Obama impression in here.
It was. Yours is okay. I can never get Trump because I always, like, I'm usually decent at doing those, but man, just like the way it's going to be, like the way he. It's
better than mine.
Like, he puts, like, the. When people do it, they're like, I just can't get his, the way he talks down.
Yeah, it's all about inflections with him.
Yeah, and it's like, he's like, it's going to be huge. But I always go to like Jersey when I try to do.
Wrong.
Yeah.
You have to like open your mouth.
Wrong. Wrong. Oh, I'm close.
Yeah, you are getting close.
I'm Donald Trump. Oh, I'm getting...
That's pretty good, because I can't see you right now. So, like, it helps even more.
Hello, I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this mess. It's going to be huge.
You're starting to get into Stewie Griffin.
Oh, you're right. Oh, no. Wow, that was decent.
Thanks. I used to watch a lot of Family Guy.
You know, I did too, and now I can't. It is unwatchable for me.
Yeah, I got out of it, man. I escaped.
I think it's because we got out of middle school at one point.
I mean, yeah. But you know what's funny? As soon as I got out of it, my mom and stepdad got into it.
Family Guy?
I think, like, they're seeing all the old episodes, though, but they think it's hilarious.
There's some good social commentary. Honestly, like, that's what I like. That's what I love about South Park, too, is, like, man, the best thing about this presidential election is there's going to be a fucking fire episode of South Park coming out soon.
Yeah.
I think I saw it in a tweet somewhere. It's or good, someone though. Said something like it.
Oh.
What?
Harambe got 15,000 votes.
That's just when you know you failed as a country.
Yeah. That's when
15,000 people wrote in Harambe.
Yes.
Oh, the presidential election's not a meme. You can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But
I'd rather you not vote than vote for Harambe.
Yeah, well, I mean, they basically didn't vote. Well, so
yeah, a dead gorilla. R.I.P. Dicks out, but like, he can't run for office.
R.I.P. Dicks out. Oh my God! Speaking of dicks out for Harambe,
I love
you know Brandon Wardell on Twitter.
Yeah.
So like, you know his like ironic way of writing jokes and yada yada.
Mm-hmm.
He always says like GDMF, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So my dad, who follows me on Twitter, and I'm contemplating blocking only because do your parents need to see you on Twitter? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Do you need to be connected with your parents on Twitter? That's why I don't have my mom on Snapchat either, right. You know?
Right.
Like, but
nothing against
I said GDMFN, and my dad, like, DMs me the tweet, because I said something like, when I call IT at work.
Yeah.
Every time they say, literally every time I call IT at work, they're like, have you tried turning it off and on again?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, from the IT crowd. And I said that, and I was like, but it always works, too, though. So I was like, in every GDMF time, it works. And my dad DMs me that tweet, and it's like, essentially, you know, I'm really glad I paid all that money for you to go to a Christian school where you learn to talk like this. And I was like, it's a reference to a Twitter comedian. Like, it's not. And when I read it, I read it as GDMF. I don't read the words, but yeah. I guess that's the way he is. But I was just like,
that's uncomfortable.
It's not even uncomfortable. It's just like cheese and rice, you know. I'm 24 years old. I appreciate everything you've done for me, yes, but like, for the love, man, like, I'm not 14 anymore. I'm not, like, if I say GDMF on Twitter, I say GDMF on Twitter. The letters. Not goddamn motherfucking. But I could say that if I wanted to. Because I am a man.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, I'm a man. Oh. Well, so, you know, there's that rant, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
Glad I just need to get it out there.
Off your chest.
Whew. Yeah, so, man, there has been no energy tonight, huh?
You know what?
Let's just address it.
I mean, it's hard to come back after such a bomb-ass episode, episode 10.
True.
But you know what? Like, life goes on. The sun comes out. Barack sober. Obama. Harambe.
We got it. This episode has to be called Little Orphan Obama.
Oh, it's definitely going to be called Little Orphan Obama.
That's a good grab.
Yeah, it is. Gets and it's attention. A politics episode, so it just kind of works.
Kind of. I mean, like 10 minutes. Yeah. 20% of its politics
right.
So far.
Half-fifth of this episode is political.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, that's like 20/10, so.
Yeah.
I
did want to start doing a weird news segment, but I forgot. So I haven't looked any of that up.
Okay.
Well, weird maybe news. Donald Trump wins the presidency. Weird news.
Yeah, that works. And then teaser, next time on the Dad Podcast, we're going to have some weird news for you.
Oh.
Last weekend I went to the clubs.
You did.
And I danced my little heart out.
Yeah?
Did you see those videos on my Instagram?
I did not.
Mm.
I'm not an Instagram scroller. I don't get on. I just post every now and then.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, if you go to my Instagram, you can see me drop it as if it was above room temperature significantly.
So, like, warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
I laid it down like it was warm, but carefully, as to not break it.
That's good.
I set it
from where I held it down carefully, but it wasn't cold.
You danced. Okay, that's all I needed to know. You danced.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, man. We went to Acme Feed and Seed downtown on Broadway in Nashville, Tennessee.
I love Acme.
Yeah, dude. Acme's where you made out with that girl.
Hell
wow, that was the
yeah.
broest thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell, Acme's yeah. where you suck that girl's face.
What? Do that voice again.
Yeah, bro. Acme's where you suck that girl's face.
When you say face, it sounds like a really... Oh, it sounds like...
Face.
Who is that? Face, bro. Oh. I can't think of it. But it just sounds like a really distinct character from something. Not Terrence. It does sound like Terrence,
yeah,
obviously.
That, I didn't want to do my... Because Terrence is more misunderstood than anything.
Is he, though? He's mostly an asshole,
I should do a podcast where I'm Terrence.
Not the whole time.
Not the whole time, but like we should have Terrence on as a guest. I think that would be annoying.
Okay. That would be very fun. Yeah, fun, annoying. Like fun / annoying, but yeah. Fun. Fun's in there, so it's, yeah. It's at least a little bit.
Because Terrence is my social commentary on white bros. Douchebag. Yeah.
Which is...
Like, I love it. It's a very fun character. And some of the things he says are my actual thoughts, and some of the things he says are obviously jokes.
Yeah. And, but you can never tell which is which.
I know. That's the genius.
Yeah. Did you say the genius or the genius?
Genius.
Okay. Either way it would work. Genius would just be a really funny way to say it.
Genius sounds like penis. And we made it there.
Thanks, Terrence. Yeah, so.
Terrence, get the heck out of here.
Yeah, that'd be a fun little segment.
That would be fun. So you may be hearing from Terrence in the future, too.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Terrence started as, like, a fan of Nickelback and backyard wrestling, and he's evolved into so much more.
That's like all characters. You know, he's you can't be static. You gotta have some dynamic development, you know.
Yeah, he went through a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like with Power Rangers coming back and stuff, like he's had a lot to deal with.
Oh man, yeah. He always loved the Yellow Ranger until he found out that the Yellow Ranger was a girl. Then he's like, "Nah, dude, I never liked the Yellow Ranger. Fuck the Yellow Ranger, dude."
Wait, why wouldn't he like the girl one? Wouldn't he? I always like
because
him.
That's a sissy. I like the Red Ranger, man. He's a beast, man. I,
dude, Jason, dude.
Jason ain't shit.
Dude, no, Jason's cool. Zach, the Black Ranger, he's cool too.
Yeah.
And Tommy, the Green Ranger.
I always liked Tommy.
Dude, Tommy was my favorite because green was my favorite color.
Dude, green's my favorite color.
But what kind of green?
Well, I can't get too picky because I'm colorblind. But green... green has the most shades that I can see.
I'm colorblind too, but like...
Have we talked about like... this?
Yeah. Hey, wait, you should go to this site. So there's like glasses for colorblindness.
I know. I saw the commercial and I cried.
Wow. You're a pussy. Okay,
well, yeah.
But
you are what you eat, bro. Terrence, get out of here.
Okay. So no. Yeah, so they have those glasses, but on their website,
yeah.
They have like a color blindness test.
Yeah.
And it like tells you like the severity of your color blindness. So like it'll have, like, all these dots.
I know. Those dots
colors.
Piss me off.
And then in the middle, they'll have, like, a number and a different color.
That's what they say.
Yeah, but you can't. But you don't know, right? You know,
yeah, I'm going to take it right now.
Because I took it, and it was so... It was... I'm not, like, all the way colorblind, but, like, blues, I'm like, if blues and greens are similar shades, like a blue green shade with another darker blue green shade, I cannot tell the difference. And then purple and blue, I mix up a lot. Like, it's just, it really messed with me, man. I was like, oh my god, I'm colorblind. I'm a little colorblind.
I'm halfway through it, and at first I'm like, oh yeah, sweet, I'm nailing this.
And then one,
there's an option where you can say unsure, and then there's an option that says nothing, and I don't know if that's a trick question. Okay, I can see that one and this one. Barely that one, but yeah. So, what is that? Oh, nope, that one's gone. There's nothing
in
there.
It's a two. It's a two. It's a two.
I don't think that's a two.
I'm just kidding. I don't. I can't see it.
Ah! Oh, man, did they give me three ones in a row? Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, there's nothing in there. Oh, boy. That's three in a row now where there's nothing. They are screwing with me right now. They have. Is that a seven or a two?
You have a mild. Encourage
anyone to do this.
You must have a mild. Dutan? Oh, it's like a weird word.
Oh man, this is so painful to look. Oh jeez. Oh man, this is getting so hard. Ah, it's getting so hard.
That's what she said.
Oh, I'm almost done.
That's what he said.
I'm almost there. Oh wait, there's nothing. Oh, nothing came up.
That's what she said.
Ah, mild protan.
There we go.
Oh, there's only an 80% chance that these glasses will help my color blindness.
It's a sad truth.
So it says.
Wait, that's a good. That's a good percentage.
It is a good percentage, but
you said it like it was a bad thing. There's only an 80% chance they'll help me.
I like 100% chances.
Yeah, but like if you're getting surgery and there's like there's an 80% chance you'll be able to walk after this, you'd be like, okay. Yeah, let's go for it, you know?
Yeah. So this is the best. This is exactly right. I have a type of red-green color blindness where the red cones in my eye do not detect enough red light, but instead respond to green light. As a result, many colors such as green, yellow, orange, red, and brown may appear confusingly similar. But also, you often confuse blue and purple and see pink as a shade of gray or white.
Wow.
Which is true because one time I stopped at a blinking yellow light thinking it was red.
I mix those up all the time.
Those freak me out.
Especially at night. I'm always like,
yeah.
It looks orange. Yeah, I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, it's like, what does orange mean? They didn't teach me this in school. It's frustrating, man. It was scary. I stopped on that road in Marion, 13. Well, that leads out of it. Or 15.
Oh, yeah.
15. Out by Jordan's house. That blinking yellow light.
That's 15. 15.
Yeah.
18.
No.
I don't know, man.
Nine? It's the one that goes to Wabash, so I think it's 15.
Okay. Oh, Jordan's new house.
Yeah. All right. You ready to put a pin in this one, Chatty? Chatty Daddy?
In a second. I'm doing the colorblindness test.
Oh, good.
I just need to know how colorblind I think that's a two.
Dude, isn't that annoying, though? They're like, look at this bubble. There's definitely a number in here. And you're like,
no, there's fucking not.
Yeah. What? I want to make one of those tests, but not put a single number in anything and convince the world that they are all colorblind.
Yeah, I cannot. I have no idea what that is. Oh, that's a 7. 8. Easy. Oh, that's a 1. Barely can tell. 3. Barely. Nope. 3. That might have been an 8. 7. Oh, easy. Wow, keep it up, colorblindness test. This is nothing for me.
Do you even test, bro?
I don't like guessing the number, though, because, like...
Yeah, I would just say
what if it's the right one? Yeah. 2. 7.
Yeah, see, this is why eye exams stress me out, because I'm like, I can see this well enough, but should I say that I can't? Or should I say, like, you know, like, am I going to screw up my prescription for 2 years? Like, it's high stress. That colorblind test made my anxiety go through the roof.
So I have a mild Dutan.
Ooh, Dutan.
Dutans are people with deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy 4:12.
Deuteronomy.
And the Lord said.
That's a weird word. A type of red-green colorblindness in which the green cones do not detect enough green and are too sensitive to yellows, oranges, and reds.
Aww,
as a result, greens, yellows, oranges, reds, and browns may appear similar, especially in low light. And it can also be difficult to tell the difference between blues and purples or pinks and grays. Yep.
I can't even see the color same. Purple.
You really shouldn't. It's not a great movie anyway.
Yeah. Wacko Burra Finfrey.
But Prince is great, though. Too bad he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Can I tell you one thing before we're done? We're finally getting content an hour in.
Yeah, Jesus.
About a month before Prince died, RIP.
Shout out.
Shout out to Prince one time. Brrra. Send that up to
we
him.
Miss you. We miss kiss. You, baby. With a kid.
Oh, I had a dream about a month before Prince died that I was in the streets of London.
Ooh.
Cobblestone street, and I was walking down an alleyway, and these two men in trench coats appeared, and they're like, "Hey, we need you to come with us." And I'm like, "Okay." And we... They revealed a door in the wall, and we went down these stairs into the sewer underneath the streets.
Yeah.
And along this long pathway of just concrete, next to a river of trash and water, you know, what sewers look like in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
They take me to this big open room where the room gets a little wider and the ceiling gets a little higher, and there are lights there. And, like, there's a couple couches in a big desk with, like, a Mac computer and some speakers on it. And there are a couple ladies sitting on the couch. And then Prince is sitting at this desk. And he's like, "Hey, Cameron, I need you to listen to some new music for me." And I was like, "Hell yeah, Prince, I'll listen to some music. Lay it on me." And he plays it. And at the end of it, I go, "You know what, Prince? It's not your best stuff."
And he goes, man.
"You know what? I respect that, Cameron. Thanks so much." And so then I woke up, and I didn't know what that dream meant, but I felt real bad for insulting Prince.
And then he died.
And then he died. So I'll never get a chance to apologize to him.
That's so weird. I do not have dreams about celebrities.
I don't normally.
I mean, I've had, oh boy. Never mind. I cannot talk about that one.
I want to hear it.
It involves Ariana Grande. That's all you need to know.
I want to hear it right now.
Okay, well...
Hold on, let me take my pants off first.
It was just a sex dream. I had a sex dream about Ariana Grande.
Hold on, my pants aren't off yet.
All right, I'm not going into details, but...
I want details.
Just say... Okay, maybe off the record, but not... on the podcast.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to hear about your sex dreams. I mean, I would.
So I'm just
them.
Slaying Ariana Grande's poo, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I mean, it was a sex dream. But I had that when she was Kat on Victorious.
Dude, I called
like
it.
Before she was like this, had the singing career. This was like late high school. I had this dream,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe early college. I don't remember when Victorious was big.
Maybe last week. Now Victorious came out in 2009. I want to say.
Oh, okay.
I saw Victoria Justice on an airplane.
Really?
Uh huh.
Was she as babely in person as she is on the show?
Yeah, she was in sweatpants and she wasn't wearing makeup and she was taking a flight out of LAX or into LAX. And okay. I was like awestruck. She's beautiful.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah. Victorious is an American sitcom created by Dan Schneider that originally aired on Nickelodeon from March 27th, 2010 through February 2nd, 2013. Jesus.
Also, wait, real quick. Uh-huh. Oh, Rumi's home. I can hear him stomping up the stairs. When you guys were talking about Dan Harmon last week, I totally confused him with Dan Schneider in my head. And I was like, what do you mean a Dan? Oh, what's up? I was like, what do you mean a Dan
Schneider?
Or like, I was like, Dan Schneider has a D&D thing? Yeah. So.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
both
there's
brilliant
that.
Men, though.
Yeah. Just in different ways.
Very
But definitely, yeah. But definitely both. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. So, Ariana Grande. As Kat,
yeah. Well,
that red hair.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, and we, you know, it was a sex dream. That's, I'm not going to say more than that. It just was. What it was.
That's cool. Things happen.
It was great. But then I woke up and it was a dream. And
my dog just opened my locked door. Hi, Mika. is it time for the podcast to be over?
Yeah, it's very much time. It should have been over 20 minutes ago. It should have been over before we started.
Mika, you're so cute. Follow me on Instagram at LavinousCam to see pictures of my dog and videos of me. Dancing like a buffoon. Also follow me on Twitter at LavinousCam2 and on Snapchat at LavinousCam. Chad?
Yeah, you can find me on social media at Chad Hoy for everything.
What's your home address, Chad?
That's all you need to know. My home address, 2939 Broadway Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205. Send me some hate mail, like in real life, like to my actual address, please.
Send him a box turtle.
Send me, you know what? Just send me a big box of shit to my house. I'd be into that.
Send nudes, but only if you're a boy.
Oh, man, why didn't I, did I not tell you? Just forget it. It's too late.
Did
Podcast
you
is over.
Nudes?
No.
Did you get a dick pic?
No. What?
A snail mail dick pic?
No. No.
I want, like, high quality photos of the peen sent by letter by regular U.S. Postal Service mail to Chad this week. Get on it.
Don't do that. Okay, so, no, just one of the most beautiful girls in the world hit up my DMs.
Oh my gosh, yes she did. How did we not talk about this?
I forgot. It's fine. I mean, I don't know what's going to come of it, but
very pretty and funny.
It would be cool if something did come of it. And by something, I mean
poon.
I mean nothing is going to, like, what? It's whatever. She lives in New York. It's fine. But it was very cool. That's all. What?
Email us your questions and concerns. Yes. Please, for the love of God.
Give us something, please. Please.
Dying here. Send us your emails. What's the address? Chad, go ahead and you say it.
Send us some hate mail, some questions, some topic ideas, anything to hoyweave@gmail.com. That is hoyweave@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Dad Podcast. Tell your friends about us if you made it this far.
This is your boy, Chad Hoy.
See you later, baby boys and baby girls. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.